We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, Tanu Rabbanan. Sok to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Eima Eschilin Ba'itza Tchila. You can't, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, like we just learned the fear of Yehuda. Eima Eschilin Ba'itza Tchila. If you have a Itzer, you have a storehouse full of grain or other kupais that you weren't planning on using for Shabbos, you're now allowed to move that on Shabbos because it's Muksa. I wasn't planning on using it on Shabbos, it's Muksa. So let's say you want to walk through it to get something that you need. But you can make a path, so you'll be able to go in and out, to make a path through the oitzer, to be able to go in and out. How do you make a path? You know, it's muksa. You can't move it. You can't be mefane, which means take out the kupais there. Why not? Because it was muksa. So how can you move it away to get through it? And for the Gemara, you could do it while you're walking. You just walk right through it, and while you're walking, you're pushing it away with your feet and your body as you walk through it. So while you go in and out, you could push it away with your body, because muksa is only metal to be a dayim. But metal to be gufay, it's not a muksa. Now the Chazanish is medayik from the Losh of the Gemara, that the only heter of kaacha yad is only if you do it agav, while you're doing something else. You're walking, and while you're walking, you push it to the side. But to kick something, or to, you know, lehedya, to try to move something, or to move something with your elbow, just trying to move that, that is us, according to Chazon Ish. So, Ma'aseh Mishabrua, in Shem Shin Ches, Katan Yigimel, is mashma, that's mutter, even lechatchila, even if you're trying to do it. Even trying to do it, that's mutter, as long as it's kleachayad, to move the muksa. So you have Mechagas Chazanish and Mishabrua. The minig is like the Mishabrua that we move things muksa if we do a kliach yad with our foot, and that won't be a problem of muksa. And the Shailas had learned this Gemara, so the Chazanish has arrived in this Gemara. We'll learn that no, it means just like we walk in and out, you're pushing with your guf, it's mutta. Here also, anytime you want to push on your guf, it's mutta. So Gemara, right? Tan Rabbanon, Tavua Tzavura, if you have a pile of Tavua, so that is similar to Oitzer, because since it's a big pile, it looks like I put it aside to store it. If somebody started it, Merav Shabbos, the Mutlas Dagman of Shabbos, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. But if it didn't start it yet, also Stavagman of Shabbos. Divi Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, it's also. It sounds like here, Rav Shimon holds, that's Muksa, because if you have to start the Oitzah before Shabbos. But if you didn't start before Shabbos, it's also. Divi Rav Shimon. Rabacha Mata. Right, the Gemara, Klapi Laya. This is like the opposite. Rav Shimon is always the one who holds no Muksa. Here it's Muksa. We just said that Rav Shimon does not hold a Muksa by Oitzah. So Gemara, you're right. You have to switch it around. That it says that's also stopping because the Rav Acha, Rav Shimon Matar, Rav Shimon's Matar. Rav Shimon holds is no muksa. Rav Shimon holds, again, like we spoke out, Rav Shimon holds that anything that's royu to eat, then, and it's good food, it's not muksa, even though I didn't prepare it before Shabbos. But according to Rav Yehuda, and that would be the Shita Rav Acha also, that anything was not mezumen, it wasn't be planned on using, that's maksa daita, and that's muksa. So, we said that Tavua Tzavura is like an Oitzer. What's the shear that makes it into that's considered storing? Tana kama shear Tavua Tzavura. So tomorrow lesach. The shear of a lesach, which is 15 sa'in, which actually is the cheshbon that the Rishonim speak out. The cheshbon is the Tosfos before said, how big is a kupa? We said you're not taking more than 5 kupas. Now, what's the size of a kupa? It says you can't do more than 5 kupas according to Rav Chista. According to Shmuel, you could do more than 5 kupas. But according to Rav Chista, you only could do 5 kupas. So, what's the shear of a kupa? So, Taisus brings down from Yishalmi that it's 3 sa'im. He brings down from Yishalmi that it's 3 sa'im for a kupa. So, 5 times 3 is 15. So, 15 sa'a is a shear of a oitzer also, tzvura, which is a lesach. A shear of tzvura, is a lesach, a shear of 15 sa'a. Boy, minei, mark has a shayla, rechui bar is chayim abaya, shear of tzvura, bekama, amalei, the same thing, amru, shear of tzvura, lesach. Same Gemara just brings it down in a derech of a boy, and I answer that the shear of Tvua Tzvura is, a shear is a lesach. So the Gemara Vayit, the Eboi Elohu, the Gemara Klaz HaShayla, Hani Arba B'chamish Kupois, that we said that is going according to Rav Chista, the Shayla. Rav Chista says that 4 Kupois is the maximum when the whole Eitzer is 5, because you can't clear out the whole Eitzer. And when the Eitzer is bigger, the maximum I can take out is 5 Kupois. So the Gemara HaShayla, declare the Gemara HaShayla, Ba'arba B'chamish Kupois in Tvei Loi, but not more than 5 kupas. Alma limuti lucha adav, because you want to save yourself the trips. Maybe I could figure out how much is 5 kupas, 15 saw. I could take, let's say, 15 small containers that are a saw each. And that's mutter also, because the child is, what's the shear? The shear is the total amount of weight, or is the total amount of trips? Do you want to mind balucha, or it's better to carry things a little lighter because less of a tircha? Even though it's more trips back and forth, but it's less of a tircha. So when we say altogether 5 kupas times 3 sa'am, do we mean dafka 5 kupas, or it could be 15 kupas as long as it doesn't exceed 15 sa'am? That's the Gemara Shaila. And Avada Shaila is only fear of chisto that we had before. But according to Shmuel holds that it's mutter to take as much as you want if it's for tzarech of archim or bit of medrash. And lemaisa the Rosh passes like Rav Chisda because all these Gemara Shailas are all in Rav Chisda. So we pass like Rav Chisda. So Shalom passes also. You can't do more than 5 maximum. So now, but the Gemara Shaila here is if you're doing 5 maximum, could you do it in smaller containers and just a total shear, and it could be more than 5 containers? Tashema, Tony Chodo, we have one Bryce that says, Mefanam, Afila Arba, Chomish Kupais, Shalkadi Shemem, Vishakadi Yain. You could do 4 or 5 Kupais of jugs of oil or jugs of wine. Tani Idach, Be'es Vichomish Esher, with 10 or 15. My lab, Hokamifiki, the Marasavar, Mutehelucha Adav. One says it's better to do less trips. The Marasavar, Mutehelucha Adav, it's better to do less packages. Less packages. That's why he says 10 or 15. So the Gemara, no, it's not the Machlek. The Machlek says the Kuliyama, we could have said really the Kuliyama, it's better to do less trips. And what's the Shaila over here? Is it going on Kupas? No, a Kadin going. It's going on the Kadin that you put into the basket. Loi Kasha. One case talking about it was very big Kadin, very big jugs, and each basket holds one jug. That's why it's 4 or 5. The case of 10 is that each basket holds 2 kaden. They're not so big, the kaden, a little smaller. You can fit 2 in a kupa. And that's 10. In the case of 15, the other case is that's 3. Each one can carry 3 sa'ah. Each one fits into a kupa. And that's why it's 15. The kuri der panya. What about kaden? These are the kanya of the panya. So it comes out that's not really even a machlokes, the two brises. They really hold the same thing. They're just saying that you could do 10 or 15. It's child, what type of kadam we're calling about. It's always 4 or 5 kupas, maybe. And it depends what size kadam is. The first case is kadish, shaman, kalyan. They're big ones. And as for chamish are smaller ones. It could be it's not even a machlokes at all. It's very possible it's not even a machlokes. So the Gemara, blives with a shaila there. What's better is masui odav. Is better masui odav with the masui odav and with the luchah odav. The ma'aser, so you have to go to chumra. Only do 4 or 5 packages. That's it. And boy, lahu not a shaila. Hani arba v'chamish to kamar after the sechon tuva. This that we said that the maximum is 5, is even if you have a lot of guests. Or dilma kol fiarchem. If you have more guests, maybe you could do more than 5. You could do per guest, you could do 5. You could do per guest. And the Gemara goes weiter with the question. Vimtim Tzalayim, even if you say, I call it for Yarchim, that for every guest gets 5 kupois, maybe Chad Gavra for Kula, could one guy do it for everyone? Or Dilma Gavra Gavra for Nafshay? Every person has to do it for himself. But it means one person cannot do more, cannot exceed more than 5. Even though the other side is that even if one person does it, you know, in the Gemara's first Shaila, even if one person does it, maybe you can't do more than 5 total. But here it's saying, even if you could do it, the question is, could one person do the 5 for every guest, or every need a separate person for each one? Like more Tashmal, just trying to bring a riot to this. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chiya, Pamachas, Holach Rebbe Malkam Echad. One time Rebbe went to a certain place to give a drasha. V'ra Malkam Dachl Tamidim. He saw a place that was not enough room for the Tamidim. V'yotzla Sod, they went out to the field. Matzah Sodom Le'oimrim. He went out to the field, and he saw it was full of bundles of tefuah. Bushel falls at tefuah. But Ima Rebbe calls out the kula, and Rebbe cleared out all the oimrim, all the bundles. Ima usually means gathers, and it's a gathering on Shabbos. So here he scattered it out of the way, all the bundles. Now, first of all, the sada l'chayra is not a Rosh Yochid; it's a karmelus. So the Rishonim speak out, Rashi speaks out that you move the pachos v'dalat amis. He moved up less than that Amos. And there's a Shal Halil Rashi. Does it mean even pachos or not? One way it means he only moved that away, less than that Amos. Or he just went less than Amos, stopped, again that Amos, stopped, less than Amos, stopped. What's the Shaila? Because we pass him in Shulchan Aruch that even by a Shurabim you can't do pachos or Amos. And the Mechaber Paskins in Shemem Test said, hey, even by Karmelis you can't do pachos or Amos. So L'chayra, if you learn Rashi that it meant pachos a bunch of times, then it's a raya, not like the Mechaber, and the Kriyeg Ataka there brings down this Rashi and says that that's a Raya to the Eben Ezer there, who argues on the Mechaber. But others say that, and what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? That would be Mutter, because it's a Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Mitzvah. It's a Shvus to Shvus. One Shvus is the Karmelis, the second Shvus is Pachas Al Ramis. Why can't you carry Pachas Al Ramis a bunch of times? Because Xeri maybe you need to carry regular. So it's two Darabonans, it's a Shvus to Shvus, B'makom Mitzvah, and therefore he is Mater. Therefore, the Rashi is Mater. For that, all those arguments say it was only Pachas Daramas, and that would be the answer. It won't be right to this Shaila. But Kapanim, what's it saying in this Brisa? It says in this Brisa that he had this Sada and he needed room for Talmidim, so he cleared out the whole Sada that was full of Imrim. So what do you see? And you'll see in a second. The Gemara brings a similar story. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yishaya, Pamach Hasalach, Rabbi Chiel, Malkam Echad, V'ra'a Malkam Dachul Talmidim, V'yotzal Sada. He went out to the field, Malkam Sada, Malkam Imrim, V'imrim Rabbi Chiel, Kala Sada Kula. Shmam, you know what do you see in both these stories? Hakol lefi ha'orchem. That lefi ha'orchem, we let it clear out. Here was a bunch of talmidim. They cleared out the entire field. And five for each person. There must have been something left because it wasn't, you know, shalom mashu gumois. But they cleared out the whole thing. They cleared out lefi ha'orchem. So you see, it's a riot to that. So Gemara about dying the barilach. We saw the other shayla. How many people do it? Is one person or not? Chad gav rafel kula. Can one person do all of it? I don't know. Gav gav rafel nafshe. Each person does for himself. So the Gemara toshema. The Imer Rebbe. Bring it right. Rebbe himself did the whole thing. See, one person did the whole thing. Break the Mara Kasha. You think Rebbe did it himself? Rebbe Nafshay. You think Rebbe did it himself? Rashi says Rebbe was a Nasi. It's not covered of Nasi to clear out the bushel falls for the Talmidim. That's not covered at all. Ella, what does it mean when it said the Imer Rebbe? It means Tziv of Imer. That Rebbe said, please, you know, clear this place out. The person did it for himself. So it's not a Raya. Akapanim, it's a raya, you can do a fiarchim, but it's not a raya that one person could do it all. Every person, you have to machmer, each person has to do it for himself. So you can't move more than 15 sa'ah of kupas, 5 kupas for each person. And this could be a shayla with moving furniture on Shabbos. You have to ask a shayla before you move furniture on Shabbos. Tircha, if it's more than that shear of 5 sa'ah, it could be a shayla of moving or doing extra tircha on Shabbos, even if it's for a mitzvah. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to move 5 kupois for the mitzvah. The Mishnah says 2 mitzvahs, Archim and Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Om Rav Yechanan, G'doyla Achnas Archim Ka'ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. Achnas's Archim is as big as Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. Diktani says our Mishnah, play Archim, play Bittul Beis HaMedrash, puts it together. Archim, Achnas Archim, and Bittul Beis HaMedrash. Rav Dima Adoyim Yosim Ashkenaz Medrash. It's even bigger than Ashkenaz Beis Medrash. Why? Tani Pnei Archim, and then Vahad Pnei Bittul Beis Medrash says Pnei Archim. That's like the bigger mitzvah. And even you can do it Pnei Bittul Beis Medrash. You see, Archim is a bigger mitzvah than Ashkenaz Beis Medrash. Now, what is Ashkenaz Beis Medrash? So some want to learn it meant to get up to learn Torah, but the kasha that is, we know Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. We'll learn later on the Amud Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. If Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, so then Lechayra. How can you say that it's the Achnas Archim is bigger? So they say what it means is setting up the Beis Medrash. Achnas Archim is better, is bigger than setting up the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. That's also in Bittul Beis Medrash. Is that you're clearing out the Beis Medrash so the Elam should be able to learn. That's what Ashkenaz Beis Medrash means. That's a lot of Rishonim learn. So I think more about it. Om Rav Yudam Rav, G'doyla Achnas Archim Kabbalas Meir Shechina. Achnas Archim is bigger than Kabbalas Meir Shechina. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk by Avram, when he was sitting there after his Mila, and the Archim came, and he says to the Archim, "Bayomer, Bayomer, Adonayim, no one saw beinecha, no savar me'al avdecha." That's what it says in the pasuk. And the shaila, what Hashem there? Does it mean that he's talking to the Malachim or talking to Hashem? So this Gemara is learning, like one of Shatam Rashi, he was talking to Hashem. He tells Hashem, "Wait a second, Hashem came to visit him." B'kicharim, he said, "Wait a second, I have guests." So you see, you can tell Hashem to wait when it comes to guests. So what's bigger? Hachnas Archim is bigger than Kabbalas Mei Hashchina. Omer Abulaza, Boreish Loikim is Kosh Baruch Hu, Mirz Vas Vadam. The Kosh Baruch Hu is not, does not fear Zich like a Melech of Vas Vadam. By Mirz Vas Vadam, ain't Odom Katon Yocholaymar, ain't Katon Yocholaymar the Godol, a Katon cannot say to a Godol, Hamte Machu Avar Slecha, wait till I come to you. Bilba Kosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv, Vayimar, Hashem, Mnom Matsasi Chain. He says, Hashem, you know, wait for me. He can't do that by a Vas Vadam. There are 6 things people eat, but they eat to get schar ba'ilm hazer, And by carrying kiyomos al abah, and they still get the schar al abah, which means that the principle still stays al abah, and that principle gives interest, which gives schar in this world. There are six mitzvahs like that. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. What are the six mitzvahs? Ve'elu hein, hachnasas archim, ubika choylem, ve'iyun tfilo. Iyun tfilo means kavanon tfilo, vashkom espes ha-medrash, waking up in the morning to learn, or setting up this medrash, va'gad lebonam talmud Torah, he brings his children to talmud Torah, va'adonis chaver lekavzchos, and he's down lekavzchos. Break the marakasha, these six things, ain't he, is a mishnah. Vanantanan, it's a mishnah we say every day, elu dvarim shodom oysa oysam, va'ochel perasem ba'amazav, v'kerim kerim oysa ve'elahim, kibur ava'im, ugemil es chasadim, va'avah shom ve'elam chaver, v'talmud Torah k'nai kulam. So it says four things in this mishnah, kibur ava'im, v'chasadim, va'avah shalom, and talmud Torah. And here, it's mashmah, hani in, midachin eloi. Only these four, nothing else. And here you're saying another six. And for the Gemara, those six are included in these four, three of these four. They have like told us. Hai nami bahani shaychi. They're part of those. And Rashi explains that achnosis archim, biker choylim, and iun tfilo are all. Achnosis Archim, Biker Cholim, and Ion Tfila, all Gemil Chasadim, as Rashi learns. All Gemil Chasadim. We understand how Achnosis Archim, Biker Cholim is Gemil Chasadim. He says, Tfila also Gemil Chasadim. Because it says in the Pasuk Mishlei, Goimel Nafsha Ish Chasad. Someone who takes care of his Nefesh is an Ish Chasad. You daven, you take care of your own needs, you daven for yourself. That's a Chasad. Unbelievable, Rashi. So that's the three other things. Now, the next thing, next two more of those things are Shkoma Space and Medesh Vigid the bottom. That's part of Talmud Torah. Which that's in the Mishnah, the Talmud Torah, and Donal Kav Shchos, that's part of Avah Shalom, and in Kiruv Eim, that Mishnah doesn't have any told us, doesn't have any told us, but the other ones have told us. Gemil Chasadim has told us as Bigachalim Achnas Arachem and Iyun Tfilo. The Talmud Torah has told us as Hashkam Espes Merish and Gidol Bonam Talmud Torah, and Avah Shalom has Donal Kav Shchos, and that's why it fits in. So those six things are additions to the four that says the Mishnah in Masechtas Peah.